This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Maggie Rogers with Light On. So here's the deal. Sarah's out sick. But we're here, we're live, and we're doing a show for you. So we hope you'll hang. We do have some really cool stuff to keep you around, including Metallica's been announced. They'll be doing a one-night-only performance with the San Francisco Symphony for the grand opening celebration at the new Chase Center on Friday, September 6th. That's the night of the show, but we're going to have tickets for you in just a little while, like an hour from now, right?
Right.
Yep.
Is this what it sounds like?
This is.
So, God, I love that song so much. Metallica did this performance once before in Berkeley 20 years ago with the San Francisco Symphony. And I guess the people behind the Chase Center said they wanted to do something extremely special for the first show. And this is it.
That is very special.
A one night only performance of Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony to open the venue. So that's coming up. Tickets for that. All right. Oh, and also Outside Lands. And I believe Jane later today has James Bay tickets as well.
That's so right.
You'll want to hang out for that. Okay. So, you know, I know you have some trash stories. I just wanted to mention this real quick. On the front page of today's Merck News, they have an article about this, the huge super bloom of poppies that happened down south in Lake Elsinore. Weirdly, my mom lives sort of down there in that area and had told me, I guess my brother must have been the one that told her, oh my God, the super bloom is so big and people are pulling over on the side of the road. And they have pictures on the front page of the Merck News. It looks like when we had that last, what was that? The wolf moon, that's it. Or whatever, the blood moon, whichever
something
one it was.
Like that, yeah.
Right in the middle of the day, I remember driving down the freeway and everyone had pulled over on that's 280 right. to yep. stop and take pictures. Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like that. The super bloom is so big and it's just a beautiful hillside of orange poppies. And they actually had to shut the area down because it was so because it was causing so much trouble with people pulling over. I can see why, though. It's beautiful.
Anyway,
that is down south in Elsinore, but I thought it was certainly worth a quick mention, kind of since it had come to me from another direction. And
well,
then
everyone's
here it is.
Talking about it.
Oh, really?
It was all over Facebook and Instagram, too.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway.
It's trending, Vinny.
Good. what's coming up in the, or what do you have for us in the trash?
You know what? You're an avid reader.
I love reading.
Not so much. Obviously, Sarah is. Did you read Bird Box?
I didn't read Bird Box, but I did watch the movie.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, on Netflix. Okay. I watched it and really liked it. I know it got a lot of bad reviews, but I thought it was super, I don't want to say fun because it's kind of tragic, but it was good.
I don't even know the story.
Well, it's about, without giving too much away, they aren't able to, I don't know how to even explain it without giving it away. It's an end of time story. It's like, they have to save themselves and they have to do so without looking at what's after them. And so they're on the run from this thing that is destroying civilization as we know it. And they have to run without being able to look. That's how it gets you.
Okay, I kind of remember you guys talking about the you can't look at it.
Yeah, it's a trip. It's hard explaining it makes it sound super dumb and not worthy, not
well,
worth watching.
It was a great success.
Yeah, I liked it.
So a Bird Box sequel is coming to bookstores.
Oh, okay. So there was a book.
Yeah.
And that's what the movie was made on.
Correct.
All right. Well,
And it looks like, so author Josh Malerman has confirmed that the book is done and it's coming out October 1st. The book's going to be called Mallory, which is the name of the Sandra Bullock character.
Is it? Okay.
They say it takes place 8 years after the events of the first book. 8 years after.
All right. Well, I don't know where I...
After what you said, I don't know where they'd go, but...
Well, the... It doesn't end great, but it certainly ends with hope. So, you know, the human race has hope in the end. But I don't want to give anything away by saying too much.
Right.
So I liked it, though. And you know what? I really like Sandra Bullock. Maybe that's not a popular opinion. I'm not sure.
I
don't know what people think of her.
I think people like her.
I like her. So I enjoyed that movie and I'd probably watch the second one.
Okay, well, Netflix has not said that they're going to be doing a second one, but you would imagine since the first one was such a hit that they would do a second one. I saw this story and it jumped out at me. I wanted Bryn to play some audio, but wait, don't play that audio yet. I'm going to tell a little story. Bryn's hopping around on both sides of the board over there, so I have to give him warning before I need some audio coming up.
We aren't just one man down. We're two men down. Right. And by men, I mean a woman and a man, but Hooman's out, Sarah's out, right? We're doing the best we can for you.
So, Vinny, here's what I read. The highlight of the story, Carlos Santana smashed a TV with a bat in the Phillies clubhouse late last year because some players were playing Fortnite during games. And I was all, what? Carlos Santana did? No. And then I go on to read the story. I'm all, oh, first baseman.
Right. I saw this story.
Or whatever base he plays.
Right.
Carlos
I saw
Santana.
This story. It's a baseball player who, but look, one of the reasons that
but
story.
I was like, no, not Carlos.
That made the news because Fortnite is apparently very addictive. Like, it's huge. It's taken over households.
Yeah.
People love and hate it.
They break up marriages.
And in this case, it was the baseball player who said, you guys aren't concentrating on what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
And smashed the TV out of frustration.
They say, by the way, the Phillies traded Carlos after the season. Not because of the incident, though. So from one Santana to another Santana, I saw this story in my pile, and it is they're calling it Santana's fiery new Rick Rubin produced song called Los Invisibles.
Invisibles. I don't know. Invisibles.
Bryn, hit that sound.
So I saw this
Spanish,
too, but
right?
haven't heard it. So I'm dying to hear this.
Okay, and Cindy's on it, too. It's pretty cool.
So this is brand new.
This is his brand new.
Unreleased.
First single from the band's upcoming Rick Rubin produced LP called Africa Speaks. The track features Carlos Santana, of course, his 8-piece band, including his wife, Cindy Blackman Santana, on drums, as well as a Spanish singer, Buca. Is that what we decided? How do you say it?
Yeah, I think so.
Who provides lead vocals, and they're calling it a compelling cut. So he's got some other stuff coming out.
I love him so much, and he's so good live. And actually, forever, I'm going to remember the chance we had to interview him.
Yeah,
it was so cool to hear him say he sort of came up with the music style because his music style is for sure his own.
Mm-hmm.
And that he came up with it by sitting at the, what was it, like in a park in San Jose.
Yeah, yeah, it's like some street festival or something.
And watching two separate
salsa
bands
festival,
play different
maybe.
Music and realizing that they'd sound great together. What? And he's pulling it. And has been since the 60s.
Right. Love him.
Yeah,
that was a great
me too.
Day.
So anyway,
the funny thing about that day, Amber, the amp went wrong or something like that, where he had the electric guitar and he was about to shred for us and it was cutting in and out.
And we couldn't get it to work,
right. Oh no, the one day Carlos is
I forgot that.
Yeah.
Bryn, why'd you bring that up?
But then he grabbed the acoustic and then he shredded it on
Chrissy
that, which
did.
You never get to hear Carlos do that, right? On the acoustic guitar.
He's amazing.
He's really great.
Here's some more of him here.
New Santana. Does it have a release date there? That's new Santana.
I did not see the release date for the entire album.
And if you don't know Rick Rubin, he's just a guy in the business who has worked with everybody.
Right.
And he's frankly, one of the best.
Johnny Cash, Chili Peppers, Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlos went to him and said, please, will you work with me?
What?
Yeah. So they spent, I think it was like 10 days, a 10-day session at Rubin Studios in Malibu. And they got all this
He
good
started
stuff.
His own label way back and worked with, I think, the Beastie Boys and mm-hmm. Slayer and just a weird mix of bands. But he's a big deal. Anyway.
Speaking of new music, I just wanted to hit this. Madonna tweeted out a cryptic photo of a hand cutting an apple with a knife, saying that fans should be expecting new music. So, you know,
All
she's
right.
always reinventing herself. I wonder what it's going to be this time around. We'll look out for that. Also, Madonna is in the news, as well as Chris Rock and Ben Stiller. They donated to a fund for the victims of New Zealand, the terror attack that occurred there recently. So there's... Thank you, Madonna. All right. I'm going to do one more. It's this follow-up story, the Jeff Bezos story, where he was having an affair with Lauren Sanchez.
Now, was it an affair, or what, were him and his wife separated and he was just moving on?
I don't know, Vinny.
They don't say.
No.
And he doesn't say.
No.
All right.
But
and the
all
wife
these
doesn't say.
Texts, no, she hasn't opened up her mouth at all.
Okay.
There was all these texts that came out and photos of Jeff and Lauren on Lauren's phone. Well, the conclusion, the Wall Street Journal, as well as some legal investigators, have concluded that the brother was the one who gave up the sister for $200,000 to the Inquirer.
Her brother.
Her brother. Yep.
Inquirer. Got into her phone, or
yeah,
how
I suppose,
did he?
I don't know. Maybe he knows her phone pass or phone code.
Or maybe he just tipped him off, like, if you can find a hacker or some way to get into her phone, there's... Wow.
I know.
That is awful.
So the
Who would sell out their own sister?
Some scuzzbag. National Enquirer publisher paid $200,000 to obtain intimate text between Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and his mistress, Lauren Sanchez.
Bogus.
I know. Yep, $200,000. So that's really all that's coming out about this. Bezos has said AMI, which is the parent company of the Inquirer, threatened to publish explicit photos of him unless he stopped investigating how the Inquirer obtained his private exchanges.
So shady.
It is so shady.
Let me ask you a question. The story you just did made me think of something. If someone hands you, both of you, if someone hands you a phone to look at a picture, is it okay for you to flip that picture to the next one?
Well, I...
Or not?
Have done it before just out of habit.
Reflex.
Yeah, reflex. And I've immediately gone, oh, sorry, I switched pictures.
Did you see something?
No, I didn't. But out of habit, I did that and went, oh, sorry, I went to the next picture. Or someone was showing me pictures the other day, and I said, can I go on? Can I move on? I'm afraid of what I'm going
to
see.
Right. Well, it brings to mind, this Bezos story brings to mind that we, many of us in all walks of life, have pictures that we wouldn't want anyone else to see. But then there's the picture of your cute little kid where you go, oh, look at this. But the next shot.
Your boobie shot.
Is, or more.
Right.
I say it's not okay.
It's not okay, is it?
It's not.
And also, if you hand somebody your phone and it's on Instagram, don't double tap it either.
If you hand someone...
What does that mean?
Because you double tap, you're liking it. I'm like, hey, don't like the picture. I just wanted to show you the picture. Because
it shows that you liked your own picture.
No, or anybody else's picture. Sometimes I'm like, ew, look at this.
Oh, and then you... Gotcha.
And they're trying to like zoom or they're like start tapping the phone. I'm like, oh, no, you just liked it. I didn't like that picture. Now it's under my account.
So it's well-known etiquette not to flip.
I believe so.
Right.
But I'm telling you, it's just out of habit that we do that.
I don't, for lack of a better word, dinosaurs in that sort of tech world.
In the tech world,
not
for
you,
sure.
Bryn. You're still young, but I do think it's an instinct.
Yep.
It's sort of like when my phone. Let's say you're sitting at a table with your person, even, and their phone lights up. It attracts your attention, and you look over.
Right. Uh-huh.
You may not be trying to see who's saying hey to them, but you automatically.
Look.
Snap.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a breach of etiquette too. Like, that's your thing. I'm not trying to check you out, but you do it.
But or who's Patrick? Who's that?
Who is Patrick?
I'm just saying, it pops up on notifications, right? Turn that off.
Exactly right. Anyway, all right. So that's trash. Okay, so we're going to break. By the way, if you're just joining us, Sarah's out because she's sick. We're hoping it's not strep. She may go to the doctor today. Fingers crossed we're all back tomorrow. Yeah. In fact, we may even have Hooman back tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he is supposed to come back. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I think so.
But for now, it's just three of us trying to get through. We've got music and news right after these.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah's out, everyone. Sorry. I know you're wondering why I'm talking, and it's because she's not here. She's not here. She's sick. And we have our fingers crossed for tomorrow, but we'll wait and see how things went for her overnight and through the day.
Yeah.
But she clearly left here like, I will not be in tomorrow. She said that when she left.
She was feeling bad.
So it was over already before. So anyway, that's that. And oh, and Hooman's out too. So we're down a couple people, but we're here live and we're doing a show and I've got news. And we have, by the way, we have some really good stuff for you. So Metallica has been announced. They're going to perform, it says here, one night only because it is just this one-off, but they've done it before. They're going to perform with the San Francisco Symphony for the grand opening celebration at the Chase Center, which is the Warriors' new home. Mm-hmm. The show is going to be on Friday, September 6th. You may know that Metallica has done this once before in Berkeley. They performed with the San Francisco Symphony. You have what it sounds like?
Yeah.
I actually think they complement each other nicely, and it sounds really good, and it's going to be a really fun night, and because it's a Friday, I'm putting in for tickets.
Are you?
Fingers crossed. I would love to be at that show, but anyway, we have tickets for you just after 8 o'clock if you'd like to be at that. Also, we have info coming up about Outside Lands and more tickets later today with Jane, so lots of reasons to hang. All right. This Alice Report is brought to you by the Baldacci Family Vineyards. Baldacci Family Vineyards. RSVP today for their art and wine event on March 30th at baldaccivineyards.com. That's D-A-C-C-I. B-A-L-D-A-C-C-I vineyards.com. Baldacci.
You got it.
All right. Here's what's happening. Okay, so March Madness is this week. You're going to notice a lot of people at work are consumed by this. 1 in 5 Americans will gamble on March Madness this year. That's a lot. They expect about $8.5 billion will be gambled this year.
Wow.
$4.6 billion of that will be on these brackets that are passed around where people get into a pool and fill out the bracket running from the beginning all the way down to the Final Four and beyond to the national championship. So a lot of people not going to be pulling their weight at work this week.
Sarah? No. There was a...
Sports. Yeah. That'll
Woo-hoo!
Happen. Right.
There was a text I'm trying to find, Vinny, earlier. They wanted us to mention girls basketball. That is going on too, you guys.
Sure.
So look out for that. All right. It's somewhere down there.
No. I understand. And you know what? There's a tear there because I absolutely would like to support women's sports. And I'm not. I hope my kid does athletics.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important. And yet when you ask a woman, are you supporting the women's basketball? They're usually like, no. So it's, you know,
not,
I don't.
Not for any particular reason. It's not because I don't like it.
So it's probably because it's not promoted the same way. Maybe that's part of it.
408 says March Madness isn't just about men's basketball. Women's basketball also plays in March. Stanford and Cal are both in the big dance. I wish people would start realizing we have an amazing women's basketball team in the Bay Area.
All right. Got it. Okay, so I wanted to do this story next, and it's because this stuff, it's the typical thing we all know better, and we don't do it, and the stories continue to be put out there. So this one is, researchers pinpointed 5 habits that appear to be tied with significantly shorter lifespans. And it's the stuff that you know. Drinking sugary sodas.
Mm-hmm.
And eating processed foods, like, you know, the junk food that that doesn't resemble anything natural at all.
Right.
That's at the top of the list of ways we are significantly shortening our lifespan.
Mm.
Drinking sugary drinks, smoking, still on the list. And that one is so addictive that I know the people out there who still smoke are struggling with it. And many have switched over to the vape, which I mm-hmm. think is it's a positive step.
But still.
Well, you're still addicted.
Right.
Sitting for long periods of time makes the list.
Mm.
These are things that will significantly shorten your lifespan, especially as you age. These are things you have to keep in mind.
We don't have like a 9-to-5 job, but I definitely find myself, well, shoot, I had to get a new chair because that other one was hurting my butt. So I got this new chair, but I have to remind myself to get up from the chair and, you know, walk around a little bit. Otherwise, I'm sitting here turning back and forth, you know, just working, printing stuff out, looking stuff up. I have to remember to get up and just walk around a little.
Do you specifically believe that that old chair is why you had that sciatic?
I don't know issue. For sure, but I feel that it did not help the situation.
And now it would feel
like when I went home, it would feel like it was getting better. Or on the weekends, I felt like I was getting better. And then I'd come back Monday sitting on that chair. And I think it was just hitting my nerves in all the wrong places.
Also on the list, so let me run these back down again. So drinking soda, juice, and other heavily sweetened beverages, they take a big toll on our bodies. Smoking.
Mm-hmm.
These are ways we are significantly shortening our lifespan. Being too sedentary,
yeah.
Sitting for too long of a time each day, being over or underweight, also on the list, and heavy drinking. So those are 5 ways we are significantly shortening our lifespan. Probably all things that you do that you think, I'm not quitting that.
Yeah.
That's what living's all
trying
about.
Trying to have fun.
Right. Okay. I don't disagree,
man.
I need
those chicken McNuggets.
Right.
Even if they're not made with chicken.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have a voice assistant?
In my car?
Phone, in your house,
in your car? Just on my phone.
So that's the one you use. So
yeah.
You have an iPhone. So you yeah. use Siri.
Yes.
And you use Siri to text and more?
Correct. Pretty much to text.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, I never do that. I never talk text. And well, I don't know what the deal is.
The thing is, talk when you do that, you have to go back and correct stuff because she'll put in different stuff and then end up not even making any sense.
Google, Siri, sorry, and the other one.
The lady?
That will wake up if I say her name. the question was, which voice assistant handles, and they put a bunch of questions to all of them to see which one does the best work. And it looks like Google won the personal assistant challenge. That's the only one I have personally. I got the Google Home Hub for my desk, and I use it when I'm in that room, which isn't often, but it's when I'm, you know, chilling, I have it available to me.
And what do you ask?
But my family, find me stuff. I need to tune my guitar. Give me a tuner, or I have it play me videos, or I'll have it check traffic, whatever. It's first thing in the morning. But my family uses both. Both of them are downstairs. The female,
the lady,
the Amazon one.
Yeah.
They play music through that thing all day, every day.
Too. Yeah, every day. We like remember the playlist order of all the nursery rhymes that come on.
That yeah, that mm-hmm. and others. I mean, the Greatest Showman plays through that dumb thing, and I have to be like, please, off.
I renamed her to computer because you can do that.
Oh,
I was tired of saying the other name, so and I want to switch it up so that my daughter doesn't get used to that and start saying that name over and over as well.
So voice assistants were asked 100 questions and to find out which one handled them best. And Google was the smartest personal assistant. Amazon's came in second and Apple's Siri came in third.
Hmm. Hey, what about your watch? Does that do
yes.
any voice stuff?
It can, yeah. but I don't use
you
it
don't
for
know.
That.
Yeah. Do and, you, Bryn?
And Frank, I do.
You do?
For like timers when I walk away from the meter, I'd be like, I have 50 minutes. Okay. You know, set a timer for 50 minutes, and then you know that way it beeps me when it's time to feed the meter again
right.
or come out and whatever. So
you remember to do
random
that.
Random things like that. Yeah,
good job.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I actually think of all the technology that I have had tried lately, the watch is my favorite.
Mm.
I use it, and I hate wearing a watch, mm-hmm. but I love that it tracks all my exercise,
yeah.
and that I can even leave my phone behind and it'll give me my texts. So there's times when if I'm, you know, in the ocean and there's a lull and I'm just sitting there, I can actually go, oh, look at that. The missus wrote me. I'll check my text right
while
out there
in the
water.
That is so
normally,
cool.
Normally, I don't want to be reachable, but if I'm bored and I'm waiting for something, I can check it. And sure enough, thing works pretty good. All right. So anyway, the winner is the Google thingy. Let's see here. I'll do a story for you. You never want to come up against a guy with a machete. That is for sure. Some guy walked
yes.
into a gas station in Huntsville, Alabama with a knife on Saturday and tried to rob the place. The cashier pulled out a machete and pushed a button to auto lock the front door.
Ooh.
So this robber walks in with a knife. The guy behind the counter locks him in with himself. And then pulls out a machete.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
I love McDundee. Play it again. That's a knife. That's exactly what he did.
Funny.
The security footage is out there of them getting into a knife fight while the cashier called the cops. Neither of them landed any serious blows. But they locked the guy behind the cash register locked him in.
Oh my God.
The robber was 32-year-old Seth Holcomb. He eventually broke down the doors to get out, but the cashier chased him outside and started attacking his car with a machete. He broke out at least one of the headlights, smashed the windshield, slashed one of the tires, and also got into it with the guy's girlfriend, who also had a knife.
Oh man.
Windows at your car.
They drove off, but eventually the cops pulled them over.
Oh, my God.
Seth and his girlfriend are facing several charges and could get life in prison. And the concern that I would have, if I'm a machete guy, he's crazy enough to have pulled out a machete and
mm-hmm.
locked him in, but he's also a sitting duck when he's there all the time.
Yep.
If those people don't get arrested...
If they come back?
Right. If they don't go to jail, then he's just a sitting duck.
Or even if they do go to jail, they spend a year there and they come out and
right. And they've been thinking about him
the whole time.
You know what? Looking
pull
at
a machete
these people,
on me.
Looking at these two, they won't even remember that they were there.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
It's look like a couple of druggies.
Oh. Our text number is 800-400. By the way, it's also our phone number and you can call.
Mm-hmm.
The person who's normally guarding the phone line and won't pick him up, she's not out. She's not here today. We'll pick up. 800-400-3697. I'll touch a button and see what happens. I have to walk around over there, but
yeah, I handle that.
You have to leave your seat.
If I see it ring, I'll check you out. Anyway, we can also take text there too. 800-400-3697. 408 says, "Hey Vinny, you going to S&M too?" That's what they called the Metallica and the Symphony, S&M.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to that. I will
just
go to that
Symphony
for sure.
Symphony and Metallica?
I never get to go out and have fun. So, yeah,
well,
it's a Friday night.
Yeah. Hopefully you remember.
Yeah. 415 says, morning. Any plans for a secret show soon, please? I am deprived. Yeah, I mean, our crew's a little down this week.
A little skeletal.
I don't mean to be, you know.
Maybe,
I don't mean
maybe
to avoid
Thursday.
The question, but
we'll
maybe
see.
Thursday.
Maybe Thursday, yeah.
Kind of missing Sarah today. Well, I would hope so. She's
we
a big
miss
part
Sarah.
Of the mix. We didn't get her sick. That Debbie got her sick, right?
Yeah. Or that son.
So funny. Parents, they welcome a sick kid home, and you have to.
Yeah, you have no choice.
I'd be like, man,
no,
get out of here.
You
don't
try
bring
to avoid
that here.
Them.
Kind of missing Sarah today, but these last few Hooman-free days have been heaven. Well, Hooman's back maybe tomorrow, we think.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, Vin and Yuzi, can one of you guys make random noises and go off on a tangent while the other is talking today? It will help fill the void with Sarah being out. That's ridiculous.
What are you saying?
You know what? Someone also asked if we would start singing.
Oh.
Which is also filling the
hole.
There's
some things you can't replace. Sarah's just a one of a kind.
It's so funny that she cannot help it.
To singing?
Like, she will go, we're going to play a new song or a song for you by, and the song starts, and you're supposed to be listening to this song, and then you hear her voice just ring out loud above it all and go, wow. She cannot
great
help
song.
It. No, it's cool. It's just, I think if anything, her enthusiasm mm-hmm. is for sure forgivable.
She
but
loves
you go,
it so much.
Yep. She's too into it.
Those phones really lit up when you
oh, they did? Oh.
The text. You want to pick something up?
Alice, you're on the air.
Hold on one second.
Hello.
Oh, not that one. Hold.
Alice, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hello.
Caller, you're on the air.
Caller?
All right, we'll try this next break.
Do you see what I mean?
How about you, caller?
Try that next one.
I did.
Caller, hello? You're on it. Hello?
Hello? Oh, my God.
Who's this?
Stop it.
Who is this?
Stop Julie. It.
Hey, Julie, how are you?
I'm good. I really was just calling to see if you would answer, but I also wanted to text. No. But I wanted to text you something, too, but was too lazy because I'm making lunches and breakfast and all that. So do you know that there is a SNL bit about you know who Silver, Alexa Silver?
No, I did not know about the
oh
bit.
Oh my, please go watch it right now.
We'll look it up.
Just, yes, or it's Silver, but you'll just say SNL and put it in her name and it'll come up and you guys will laugh hilariously. And I have been listening to you for 20 years and I love you guys.
Thanks, Joe.
We love you too.
Okay, bye.
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 There's still tons
She's
more
cute.
Lines, but we'll get them later.
All right. Back with trash after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.